Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Good. Well, it's the graveyard for microphone packs today, but new life for people, so that's good. Okay, now, who is going to turn up on Easter Sunday? Who is going to turn up on Easter Sunday? This is the question that vicars up and down the country ask themselves in their preparation. Who is going to turn up on Easter Sunday? And the answer is you lot, which is fantastic. Couldn't have picked a better crowd, obviously. Fantastic that you're here. But as I was preparing this message, Natasha and I were preparing it, we didn't know exactly who was going to be here. But we were thinking back to that first Easter. Who was there in the first Easter congregation? So go back with me just for a moment, those 2,000 years, and let's join that very first Easter congregation. And it's not quite, I think, what we imagine. The first thing we notice about that first Easter crowd is that they'd come to honor Jesus, yes, a bit like us today. But, well, what do they think had happened to Jesus? What do they think had happened to Jesus? He died. The first Easter congregation came to honor Jesus, who they thought was dead. When the Sabbath was over, Mark chapter 16, verse 1, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. If you've still got your sprig of rosemary, grab it. They came to anoint a dead body. What do you think they felt that morning? Did they love Jesus? Yeah, of course, they loved Jesus. They had never heard wiser words. They'd never seen greater miracles. There was no one who had impacted their life more than Jesus. They'd hauled themselves out early morning to a place on a Sunday that they didn't necessarily always attend. Sorry about the clocks going back this morning. They wanted to pay their respects to someone who was important, but someone who was no longer. And in that sense, perhaps they're not so far away from us after all. Perhaps you're here this morning and you value Jesus, you recognize his teaching, his impact, but actually this whole business of the resurrection, that is a real obstacle for you. Actually, I want to suggest every one of us in this room is a bit like that. We honor Jesus, we recognize his huge influence on our world, we love him. But there are days, aren't there, where we wonder, are we just remembering a figure from the past? Well, the message of Easter Sunday is this. There is more. There's much more. He is risen. He is alive. Now, how do we know Jesus actually rose? Well, that is actually a very good question. And if you want to think about that a little bit more, come again this evening, 6:30, Confidence in the Resurrection. Join us in a course exploring Christianity in April. I'll say a bit more about that at the end. But, you know, we need to know that he rose. We need to know a lot more than that, though. We need to know more than the theory. I used to be a school teacher. I taught religious studies, amongst other things. And I'd look at it, and I was always surprised how many of the 13-year-old boys who I taught believed that Jesus rose again. But they believed that Jesus rose again, many of them, in the same way that they believed Harold, King of England, you know, had got an arrow in his eye in 1066. You know, they kind of seen the Bayeux tapestry that, you know, they knew. But it didn't really make that much difference. Every Christian, however, needs to know and experience that Jesus is alive, that he is the living God, present and active in our world, moving forward in his resurrection and mission. Jesus is alive. So this morning, wherever you are, let's ask him, Lord Jesus, I believe you are alive. Come alive to me. Show me that you died to save me. Let me know the victory of my guilt forgiven. Let me know my future is secure. Let me know you, my Lord and my friend, with me right now. Jesus is alive. Okay, so that's the first lens through which to see who came to the first Easter. Natasha is going to give us a second lens. Who else came to that first Easter?
So Jesus is alive. The second thing that we're going to think about is that Jesus is in control. What do we see in our story? We see these women, and they are scared, aren't they? They are scared. They're anxious. Imagine them making their way there. They've had the whole of Easter Saturday, what we now call, thinking Jesus is dead. Their hope has gone. Imagine how scared they are as they make their way in the first light towards the tomb. Imagine their whispered concern and the anxiety on their faces. They're scared. Their world had crashed around them. They were terrified about what they imagined lay ahead. And their question is, who will roll the stone away? That's what they're thinking. They're thinking, everything's gone, and now we've got these spices, but who will roll the stone away? Jesus, the one they thought was in control, isn't anymore. Maybe that's a place some of us find ourselves this morning. Maybe we're also thinking, who will roll the stone away? We're not actually thinking of a little stone or a big stone. We're thinking of a situation that feels impossible in our lives. We're worrying about something down the road, about what comes next. But our Easter story shows that Jesus was and is in control. The women could only see this rock, which symbolized this blockage of what they were trying to do. But when they got to the tomb, what did they see? Verse 4 tells us, when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And verse 5 tells us, sitting inside the tomb was a young man dressed in white clothes. My goodness, do you think these terrified women gave each other a high five and jumped for joy? Yes! No. Verse 5 tells us, they were alarmed. In other words, they were terrified. These women in our story were scared, but Jesus was in control. What does this man in white tell the women? Jesus had been crucified. That's where they're at in their heads. But now, verse 6, he has risen. Yes, he has risen. He is not here. He says, see the place where they laid him. He's not there anymore. So maybe you're sitting in church today feeling anxious about something that seems huge, too big for humans to sort out. I know I've got some things going on today that actually feel a bit like that. This story is something for us to hold on to if we're feeling like that today. Who will roll the stone away? Look at the story. If Jesus was in control of the cross, then Jesus is in control of what faces us today. And that means when we ask that question, who will roll the stone away? We can look ahead in this story to see that the question had been answered. Jesus has risen. He is not here. He has gone ahead.
Okay. So who came to that first Easter? It was people who came thinking Jesus was dead. It was people who came anxious and scared. And finally, it was people who came thinking, what next? What next? And to them, God said, realize that Jesus is not just for you and for me. Jesus is not just for you and for me. Verse 6 again, don't be alarmed. The man in white said to the women, you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. And then he pointed them to a world that needs to hear. And if you've got your little white label here, you can point it around. All the people in this room, perhaps point it out to South Croydon, Croydon, our city, our world. He said, go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you. So what was Jesus' words to these people? What next? He said, go and tell. It's great for you, but it's not just for you. It's for many others. And for 2,000 years, that's what has happened. People have come to know Jesus, come to know that he's alive, and then they've gone and told others. And it's a message that's reached every corner of the globe. Isn't it extraordinary? I mean, it's just so often I find this. We sit here in church, 2,000 years down the line, all these different people. We're all Gentiles, most of us probably. If you're a Jew, you're very welcome here this morning. But we are miles away culturally from what happened so long ago. And that's because people who knew Jesus was alive have passed on the message. Last Sunday, we celebrated the baptism of 10 people here, and it was so encouraging. We heard them give their testimony, like Charmaine just did just now, telling of what Jesus means to them. You could go and look it up on our YouTube stream. It's fantastic. I was out in Croydon preaching on Friday lunchtime about the cross to the passers-by there. And again, that was amazing to see how this same message is still impacting people today. There was a Hindu lady who came up. She was so impressed. She said, tell me about this Jesus. Why did he die? Were the whole realm of nature mine? That were an offering far too small, we were singing with the Salvation Army there. She said, what is it that you want to give all your life for? There was a lovely little girl from Sri Lanka as well, actually, who waved a palm cross in her direction. She says, I know about that. I know about that cross. I learned about it at school. A family from Iraq, they're fleeing the war there. And this, yeah, we love this. We love it back home when we celebrated the resurrection. And there was a kind young man there who mentioned his wife was very keen on church. And he was just keeping his distance. But this year, possibly, he might pop into church to see what it was all about. Who has the Lord placed on your heart to share this message with? Who is the Lord placing on you? Who do you want to share the message of Easter with? And I say that, and I realize for many of us, certainly this is what happens to me. You're thinking, I know who I want to share it with. I'm just not sure I can. That's too scary. Well, here's a little bit of final encouragement for Easter Sunday morning. Let me ask you, did the women go and tell? It's a bit of a trick question, isn't it? Because have a look. If you've got your little reading in front of you, you'll see the last thing that it says is what? They didn't tell anybody. Go and tell. They didn't tell anybody. And yet, of course, there is a great irony in that, isn't it? How do we know that they didn't tell anybody? Because a couple of weeks or a couple of months down the road, they told absolutely everybody about the fact that they didn't tell anybody. And actually, that thing that you've got in your hand right now is only written because 30 years after Jesus' death and resurrection, someone's like, we've got to tell everybody, and we're about to die, so we won't be around to tell them. We better write it down so it can be shared. And they told everybody and wrote about it. And so we have confidence. We can find confidence in the Lord to enable us to go through that scared and terrified to the confidence that we can share what we have, not just for us, but for others. Let me invite the band up now. We're going to sing of the great victory that we have in Christ alone. And as we do that, perhaps you might want to just ask yourself, have a think, where are you this morning? Are you coming here like those women, first of all, remembering a figure from the past? Honoring him, certainly, but remembering a figure from the past. Is the Lord saying to you, I want to come alive to you today? Are you here this morning full of anxiety and fear? Are there great big stones that need to be rolled back in your life, things that you absolutely cannot fix yourself, and you're worried, who will sort out my life? Is the Lord saying to you, I am in control. I, the Lord Jesus, have this. Well, finally, are you sitting with the treasure? Have you got the gem in your pocket? Do you know what it is for you? And yet you're wondering, what shall I do with it? Well, is the Lord saying to you this morning, this is not just for you. This is for others too. With whom will you share it? Let's stand.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.